8:47 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program on what's going to be a beautiful Thursday. A little overcast, that June gloom right now. Well, I told you he would show. I told you that he would show. He wasn't going to let us down. Mayor Bob Whalen in the house. We've been changing him up the last several weeks with different times, different days. Just a little late to the party, but thank you for showing up today, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
I'm good, Ed. Thank you for tolerating my tardiness here. I got to get this locked in on the permanent calendar, so I'll do that.
I get it. Not your fault at all. We've been actually just moving you around Wednesdays at noon to Wednesdays at 10 to Thursday. I get it. I get how you could how this could happen. This past Tuesday, we added some language to the downtown specific plan. What language specifically did we add?
Two major things that we addressed. One was what we call business permitting. And that means, you know, typically, or since 1989, when the downtown specific plan came in, if you wanted to get a business in the downtown, you had to go get what was described or called a conditional use permit, meaning you had to go before the planning commission. They had to make certain findings and determinations that your business was appropriate. So we decided that except for bars and restaurants serving alcohol, we're no longer going to require a CUP down there. It's called a permit by right. So, you know, if you have a business you want to come into the downtown, you're going to be able to do that without having to go through a more cumbersome conditional use permit process.
Well, that seems like it makes it easy. That seems that is kind of what is needed right now at this time. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that we had a good report from a retail consultant who said exactly that, you know, this was a barrier to entry. It discouraged some businesses, was costly, time, uncertainty of whether you'd get the CUP. So, yeah, I think it's the flexibility we need and that our downtown businesses need, really, at this point.
Okay. Now, speaking of downtown businesses, we're opening up a little more across the state, across the county, and here in the city. There's some bars opened last week. We're noticing that, yes, the employees of these businesses and the workers there, the bartenders and such, are all wearing masks. And in some cases, there are unmasked individuals. And now with the numbers spiking in Orange County, spiking pretty severely, we had the highest hospital count of yet during the coronavirus yesterday. You worked closely with Dr. Nicole Quick, who faced severe backlash for her directives on masks. And knowing the importance of masks in preventing spread, do you think it's time for Orange County to mandate masks?
Well, I think that I think a blanket mandate is probably too much. I mean, I think that's if you're outdoors, I don't think that's necessary. If you're able to, you know, you can outdoors, you can pretty much protect yourself by social distancing if you're walking the streets or going down the beach. You know, you are still required, and I want to make this absolutely clear, you are still required to wear a mask in essential businesses. So grocery stores, pharmacies, hardware stores, any of those essential businesses that were open, you know, in the first, from the beginning, really, are still required to wear masks. What we're doing here, Ed, and I think is the best approach. Our police has worked very closely. We produced this no mask, no service emblem that you see in some of the businesses downtown. And we are encouraging all businesses to put those up. And they're entitled to do that. And if they choose to put that up, no mask, no service, they can enforce that as a private establishment. So, and they would get, you know, support from our police if they had people who were not cooperating with that. So I'm hoping that's the direction our businesses will go here in town. Quite honestly, with the politics the way they are, I don't think we're going to get a county order on masks.
I probably would agree with you there. Well, absent a county order, should we ourselves, will you eventually see a number in the spikes or a number in the Orange County cases that'll make you maybe more than strongly recommend the wearing of masks in bars and non-essential businesses?
I don't know if I'm there yet, Ed, really. Well, we've taken the view from the beginning that, and I think it's done us well, that we're not the medical experts. We're not the health experts. We have been very closely hewing to the state and county orders and guidelines and, you know, trying to enforce those and roll those out in our city. And I think if, you know, if we sort of get in the business of making health determinations, that's a new direction. So I think I'm not there yet. I obviously, could there be a point down the road where it was bad enough? Yes, I suppose that's possible, but I don't want to speculate on that right now.
Okay. And you having had worked closely with Dr. Quick, and now that she's gone, do you still have confidence in the independence of our healthcare agency here in the county?
I haven't worked that closely with Dr. Chow, the new, he's the interim. But, you know, I think he, from what I've heard, he still is, you know, making recommendations on what he thinks is medically appropriate and best. But it's a tricky business because you've always got the background of political, pressure one way or another. But yeah, I haven't seen anything to lead me to believe that he's not exercising his independent medical judgment.
Okay, all right. And Mayor Whalen, what can we look forward to in next Tuesday's meeting?
Next Tuesday, we've got a budget workshop at 3:00. We're going to have really budget for two meetings here, workshop on 3:00 next week, and then a budget adoption on the 30th, which, of course, you know, is the first real in-depth look that we'll have taken at the effects of the pandemic on our budget here. So that's something we're going to have to work hard at and get through. And then the other item that's on the agenda has been around for a while. There's the Coast Inn is back on appeal before us. It was at the Planning Commission, I think, in February, and then, of course, COVID hit, and it's been put off, and we'll be hearing that Tuesday night as well.
Okay. All right. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you for helping us through a more focused examination of all the critical issues taking place here in our town. I really appreciate your time with us this morning.
Good, Ed. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks. Have a great day.
We'll look forward to seeing you next week at 8:30.
You got it.
Okay. We'll see you then.
All right.
Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:54 the time on the Mornings with Ed show.